So I don't know if there's any steps forward being taken by any towns on that. Not sure.
May I ask another question?
Sure.
I don't think you've asked any.
Didn't we already get hit with something like a $40,000?
Yes.
The same increase within the last two or three years?
Yes.
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was another issue.
That was a different one?
That was a different one, and that's one that we did pay or didn't, oh,
we paid.
No, but we voted and we paid, I think, half of it.
We paid.
But we spread it over 2 years. That's why it was half.
That's different.
So.
This is actually one that Ken Rock was asking about.
He had found it, I believe.
Ken's the one that found it?
Yeah. Found it, did all the research, found out which towns were affected. No, but we've been included on this extremely extensive email chain, trying to figure it out.
So this is the public notification. I guess we can see what we hear from other towns.
Yeah, because Charlevoix's a lot.
So Heath underpaid, is that correct?
$13,000 something.
Here's the thing.
Charlevoix overpaid by $109,000.
If this had happened to us, we would probably appreciate the neighboring towns stepping up.
Sure we would.
I guess what can we do?
Some town could be the lead on it, reach out to all the other towns and ask if they're interested in doing, coming together to have a discussion. That's about what one town could do.
But even if all the towns don't agree, that doesn't exclude one town from saying, you know what, we see that this is our part and we're going to pay it.
No, but I would have the conversation and it's not a decision we make. It's going to have to go to the town to vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know, and I understand that.
Yeah. Barbara?
I guess I'm wondering, can we trust this? Because when we went through this before, the numbers kept changing and changing and changing. And so if we were to consider paying what we felt was due, right, how could we feel confident that that is correct? I would think we would need someone to advocate for us and look things over and
oh,
agree.
Yes, we'd have to
and
go
agree.
100% agree.
We'd have to go to our
it's
attorneys.
Basically you need a forensic accountant, whatever,
right.
to go into it. Well, you would need an independent party to verify
correct.
It,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And there's costs with that.
Well, so if you want to have a conversation, we need to put it on the agenda,
mm-hmm.
because right now it's just in our mail, so we should formally put it on the agenda for a real conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, do you want to handle that in the next couple of weeks, or do you want to like kick the can a little bit past some of the conversations we have to do to get ready for ATM?
I think this has been going on for 5 years, or whatever that is, so I'm not feeling urgency, but I am feeling that this is worth a conversation and understanding our role in it. I absolutely agree that it needs to be further investigated, but I feel for the situation. You know, it's very challenging. I mean, we're all struggling with our educational costs, and I think it's worth further conversation and awareness.
So I think we schedule a conversation about it and then take steps afterwards depending on where we get in that conversation, but
mm-hmm.
we maybe schedule it for right after ATM.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a very full plate. I just don't want this to just get glanced over and go, okay, we've been notified. It's like, I'm feeling it's more than that. So after ATM is a good time when taken care of more pressing needs.
So the other, the next one is from the Franklin Land Trust. This is about their bicycle ride coming up. That's an FYI. Colonial Power Group has a report. That's our
quarterly
electrical.
That was interesting to see.
Yeah.
That we were doing better than. Did I read those charts right? That we're in better shape this year than we were last year?
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
How did that happen? What are we doing better?
Probably has something to do with those crazy DPU documents we keep getting.
And then the recycling costs for February.
Yep.
FYIs. And so anything else? Yeah.
Think so.
Next week's agenda.
We have FinCom, right?
And we have Rick Martin at 5. It's going to be a really long meeting.
Oh. Did everybody see the news?
He's retiring.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that? You knew that. Why I even asked? Of course you knew. Why didn't you tell me, Robin? That's really interesting. Timing. It's gonna be tough. Yeah, he has so much passion and so much drive. It's like, really? Why would you?
So do you want to try to meet at 4:30 again?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean,
and knock out some of our little individual things before he shows up.
Yeah,
I think that's
and because FinCom doesn't show up till 5:30.
Right.
FinCom doesn't.
Well, they don't have a quorum until 5:30. So they're going to miss most of the budget presentation. But.
And Rick's coming when?
5.
Okay.
That was the latest he could be here.
Okay. So they're going to miss that. Well, I mean, some of them could show up.
I bet Ned and Bob will be here.
Yeah, of course they will. If 4:30 works for your work schedule, Ruben?
Well, it doesn't always, but I can make it work so that we're, because we just have so much on there.
It's nice not to be here till 9.
Well, and if we do that, we can, if we have those leases, knock those out.
Okay.
At 4:30.
And I'll try to, tomorrow, I'm probably just gonna, shut my door and not that it does much most of the day, and just, it doesn't do anything, actually, it's a glass door. But,
a little sign up.
Oh, they don't listen. But, I'll shut my door and I'll try to bang out a new version of the budget and the warrant and get it out tomorrow so they have it for their meeting on Thursday to hopefully remove some time we spend in next week's meeting, although I don't think that it'll actually help anything. But.
Well, I don't think we're that bad for the next week. I really don't.
No, but
I think we're very close.
The length of the meeting, though, relies solely on the additional conversations that happen.
But I think most of the things we've discussed.
We have.
So I'm hoping that
but
it's
not
really.
With them.
Well, yeah, but I think we're on the same page with quite a few things. There may be a couple things that we have to just talk through. That's why I'm saying is if you send me, when you have that done,
mm-hmm.
the warrant and the budget,
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and just send it to them. Don't wait for me. But I will try to carve some time out to send an email to everyone to bring everybody like on the same page as to the decisions we've made and why.
Okay.
So that they can read that in advance. They might not have it for Thursday to be able to do it, but they can still ponder it over.
Okay.
And the other thing is very soon that needs to go to Mark.
Needs
to go to council.
Like,
even if we're going to make some changes.
Really next meeting needs to go to council.
Correct.
So that's my own bad for.
Right. We had set a bunch of dates and I didn't write them down and I've never seen them again after we spoke with them. So I don't know where we are.
We set a date past the date that the warrant articles were due.
Right. No, I thought we had talked about wanting it to be posted and like available to the public.
Well,
we did. 2 weeks prior to, right?
ATM AT.
There's still a chance.
We can still do it. If we finalize it.
Right.
next meeting or the latest, the meeting after, we can just make it if Mark is very quick in his review.
Well, right, so what do you want it to Mark? Send it to him when you get it somewhat and just tell him what we're still working on.
Right.
So that they can start reviewing the long wordage.
Right.
I have articles. Like, if we need to change the amount or pull one or renumber them, that's fine. We can at least give them a note. Like, we could, once you have it done tomorrow, when I see how close it is, the very email that we're going to send to the Finance Committee could go to council and just let them know where we're at.
Right.
And say that, you know, next week we're meeting and this is where we are today. And then they decide whether they want to look at it or not.
Right.
Just to get him up to speed.
Okay.
I mean, we already talked about, that's why I reached out to him about the revolving funds. So he's already on about that. And some of the other things they already know about somewhat. No planning board articles. So a lot of them are pretty cut and dry. It's really about the number that goes in.
Yeah.
What's the dollar amount?
Right.
There's no, they're pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. So then I'll get to, does he review the budget handout or just the total number? Just the total number. So don't I need to have the budget handout
tomorrow? You don't
tomorrow?
Even have, no.
Okay.
Not for him.
Okay.
He's just reviewing the warrant articles, the writing of the warrant to make sure that it's...
Yeah, and is there a copy? I know warrants usually have a little two-thirds majority required or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When does that get put in there?
That's usually part of the whole...
Yeah.
That's a part of the explanation handout rather than the actual
no, it's on
itself.
The warrant.
Okay. I'll figure it out. I didn't know
look
if it
at last
was
year's warrant.
I couldn't find any, all of the ones in the computer don't have that in there. So I don't know when that's gotten added historically. Like, when
weird.
I copied this from last year's warrant, the final warrant version. There's no...
I think it's in the ones...
It absolutely should be in there.
That's what I mean. I'm like, I don't know what I'm missing. I mean, I didn't look at... too closely to the ones I sent you the last 5 years today, but.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be on there.
It's gotta
absolutely.
Be.
I mean, I
because
can
that's
pull
part of what
out
he's reviewing,
cabinet.
Is making sure that we have the right vote types down.
Right, because, well, oh, the other thing is, I know what the other is, we can't forget, we've got to have Mary and.
Oh, they have to come in.
Mm-hmm. Eric.
Eric, come
moderator
in.
And town clerk.
So you should reach out to, or just talk to Mary when you see her and find out what, which April date you want to have them come in.
Are you laughing because you're not going to be here the last
two weeks?
She's
just
laughing
her ass off.
Stop
I just had a little, just had a moment of remembering I'm not going to be around. Some of the pressure.
Sorry, we can Zoom.
That was some of the pressure of getting this done.
Yeah, from a cruise ship
bathroom. Yeah.
Done before.
Hey, I went to extraordinary.
I will never live that down.
What?
And when I was in Key West, I'm like, trying to give me the key to the room. I mean, we were like, just checking in, like, give me the key to the room. Give me the key. I gotta go.
So it'd be nice if they came in the 7th or the 14th.
Okay. I'm sure that they'll be able to.
Gosh, maybe you're away, Ron, we won't even have to meet at all.
You may not, one of those. I jokingly, I mean, if it gets done and you
no,
actually get it out,
happen,
how much are you
going to
have pretty soon? We just keep nailing all these things down.
After,
we're not starting anything new.
I feel like we have a ton of stuff still up in the air. I don't know. It feels a little.
It's really
you
just
do?
Budget.
Yeah,
but I know.
It's just
I think a lot of it feels pretty good
budget
right now.
Warrant.
Just
budget.
What else? If that's it, before 8 o'clock. Holy moly.
Yeah. You gotta make the motion before it's 8.
I'll make a motion. If you stop talking, I'll make it. I'll make a motion that we adjourn at 7:50 p.m.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will
aye.
I'm starting to say it.